Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
For only the third time during his term in office, President Michael D. Higgins has convened the Council of State to consider a piece of legislation. The Council will meet tomorrow to consider the Judicial Appointments Commission Bill 2022. So what happens next? Well, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Cahalan, who's Associate Professor at the University of Limerick. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on this. So this, as I said, is only the third time that President Higgins has done this. So clearly it's a decision that isn't taken lightly. How high are the stakes, Laura, when it comes to this meeting of the Council of State to consider legislation?
Well, this procedure whereby you can potentially check the constitutionality of a piece of legislation before it gets promulgated is a potentially very useful process under our constitution. But one of the key aspects of it is that if the legislation is sent forward to the Supreme Court, and if they look at it, and if they then decide that it's fine, there is no unconstitutionality in the legislation, it then acquires what we call a seal of constitutionality, which means that it can never again be questioned. And that's one of the reasons that presidents are generally quite cautious about sending on legislation to the Supreme Court for this potential reference, because of that seal of constitutionality and the danger that if it's passed, that it can never again be questioned. Because when the Supreme Court is looking at it, they're doing so in a vacuum. So there's no party, there are no cases, there's no actual factual scenario. They're trying to come up with hypothetical ways that you could argue that the bill is unconstitutional. But years later, a scenario could arise where you could see a potential unconstitutionality, but you can't question it anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's why President Higgins in particular has certainly been very cautious in the past about referring bills, because obviously you want to allow for potential challenges if something later would arise that could show potential unconstitutionality.
So if we look then at the history of the state, how often has it been invoked?
We've only ever had 15 references to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm.
So again, very sparingly used over the lifetime of this state.
Exactly. And it's because of that potential danger. You know, it is a big deal to say that you can never again question a piece of legislation.
Yes. Well, let's look at this particular one then. So the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, she says that the Judicial Appointments Commission Bill ensures that judicial selection will be conducted in a modern, open and transparent way. So will you explain to us, Laura, what this bill provides for now, and it's going before the Council of State. So tell us what it's about.
So this bill is to set up a new way of appointing our judges. So we currently have a number of problems with the way our judges are currently appointed, mainly the fact that we've parallel processes. So if you're a practitioner and you want to apply to be a judge, you apply through the Judicial Appointments Advisory Board. But if you're a sitting judge and if you want to apply for promotion to a different court, you simply send an expression of interest to the Attorney General. And we've seen lots of problems in recent years about the process and the fact that it doesn't work very well. So this bill is now set up to change the entire way of appointing our judges, putting in place a new commission made up of judges and lay people who will assess candidates, which we've never done before. We've never interviewed candidates. We've never assessed candidates in any way. And then the bill says that the commission will provide three names to the government. So the best three candidates will be provided to the government. And then the government has discretion to appoint any of those three. Now, the argument that's being made around potential unconstitutionality of the bill is that that's limiting government discretion too much. Because what the Constitution says is that the President appoints judges on the advice of the government, which means the government appoints the judges. And there's an argument that government should have complete discretion. So in the past, even though we had this Judicial Appointments Advisory Board that makes recommendations about candidates, the government was always free to appoint anyone they wanted. And now what this bill has done is it's limited the governmental choice to just the three candidates. And the reason it has done that is because the European Commission's rule of law report criticised Ireland and said that there was too much discretion given to our government. Now, obviously, that body is concerned with looking at the EU as a whole. You know, they're concerned with the developments in Poland and Hungary, for example. They're worried about corruption and the trend across the EU in terms of lowering safeguards for judicial independence more generally. So that's why the minister then, in response to those criticisms, has limited our discretion. And again, the idea is that having had this really transparent process whereby people are interviewed and the three names are put forward, that you don't have, you know, the Attorney General, let's say, or the Minister for Justice coming along and saying, well, I think John Murphy, who didn't go through this process, would be a better candidate, and then simply appointing somebody else. And so that's why the process has been put in place. But the argument is that by limiting governmental discretion, that that's potentially unconstitutional.
And it's worth noting where the concerns are arising from, because we have senior counsel, former Minister for Justice, independent Senator Michael McDougall, saying it's manifestly unconstitutional. Also, Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil justice spokesperson, has outlined his concerns to the minister on this one. What's your own take on it? First on that position, Michael McDougall's position that this is manifestly unconstitutional, Laura.
Well, I don't agree that it's manifestly unconstitutional, but it's certainly questionable. And I think a lot of lawyers were surprised when that decision was made in the bill to limit the discretion to the three names. And I mean, I don't think anyone can call it. If it does go to the Supreme Court, it's like the rugby with New Zealand. It's going to be very difficult to say what's going to happen with it, because constitutional interpretation is such a tricky matter. And you could look at it in a number of different ways. I mean, you could make arguments about our current practice, if you're going that far, to say that what happens in our current system is unconstitutional, because very often only one name is brought to cabinet. And, you know, we have had examples of appointments which have been made where even the Taoiseach was not aware that other people had applied for the position, and therefore only one name was given, and the only discretion that government had was to appoint the person or not. So there are lots of potential arguments that you can make in terms of unconstitutionality. The question is really whether the Supreme Court believes that limiting this discretion to the three names is unconstitutional or not.
Can we go back to the Council of State meeting tomorrow and the logistics around it? So what happens, and who will brief the Council of State members on what is at issue?
Well, there's only one question that's put to the Council, and that's whether the bill should be referred by the President to the Supreme Court on any specified provision. Obviously, the Supreme Court will look at the bill as a whole, but I assume that the decision is mainly going to centre on that section 51(1), which has been the subject of controversy on this. And obviously, the Council's membership includes the current Taoiseach Tánaiste, Chief Justice, Presidents of the Court of Appeal, the High Court, the Ceann Comhairle, Cathaoirleach of the Seanad, Attorney General, and then you also have previous presidents, previous Taoiseach, previous Chief Justices, and then you have the President's seven members who he has appointed as advisors. So there's potentially a huge amount of people. And if anyone has visited Áras an Uachtaráin, there used to be a Council of State room, but they actually can't hold the discussions in there anymore because it has expanded so much that they have to hold it in a much bigger room now. So you have a lot of voices around the table and potentially a lot of people arguing that the President should sign the bill, because obviously the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the Attorney General, they're all going to be arguing that the bill is constitutional and the President should sign it. And then in the rather unusual scenario, you have judges sitting on the Council of State who could potentially be involved in the reference itself when it, you know, if it is sent on to the Supreme Court afterwards for a decision. And that's always a tricky one as to whether or not, let's say, if the Chief Justice is involved, whether the Chief Justice can express an opinion at the Council of State and then afterwards sit in judgment. But this is what's constitutionally mandated, so they're allowed to do that. But certainly you can imagine there'll be very intense discussions.
Well, you'd love to be in the room, wouldn't you? You'd love to hear what's going on.
Definitely. I'd love to be a fly on that wall.
So then they have their meeting on Wednesday. And how quickly does the President then make the final decision about where this is going to go?
Well, I believe he'll have to make it on Thursday, because according to the Constitution, the President has only 7 days to make a reference. And I think he received the bill just 7 days before that. So the timelines are very tight. He'll have to make that decision straight away. And then if it is sent to the Supreme Court, it's quite tight again, in that the Supreme Court has only 60 days to make a decision. And that might seem like a long amount of time, but you have to appoint counsel for both sides. They have to prepare these hypothetical arguments. So really, it does happen all rather quickly.
Laura, thank you very much for explaining that so clearly to us. Dr. Laura Cahalan, Associate Professor at the University of Limerick. Coming up next, should Ireland follow the UK's lead and invest in something called modular nuclear units? That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.